Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. It's status quo for drought conditions or the lack thereof across north central and northeast Iowa in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, May 6th, there are no areas of drought anywhere across the region for the second week in a row. All of Allamakee, Chickasaw, Floyd, Howard, Mitchell, Winnesheek, Winnebago, and Worth counties, plus the vast majority of Bremer and Blackhawk counties, remain rated D0 for abnormally dry. About the northeast third of Cerro Gordo County, eastern third of Butler County, southwestern third of Fayette County, and a small northeast corner of Grundy County are also considered abnormally dry, with the remaining areas of those counties drought-free. Almost all of Franklin and Clayton counties, plus all of Hardin and Wright, and the majority of Hancock counties, also rated drought-free. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office is seeking the public's help in identifying a woman who attempted to steal the identity of someone else. A MCSO Facebook post shows pictures of an individual who tried to portray herself as someone else at the St. Ansgar Bank in Stacyville using that individual's passport. She also knew all of that individual's information, with the only thing that did not match being her photo. Fortunately, she was unsuccessful because employees at the bank knew she was not the individual she claimed to be. Anyone with information about the woman in the photos is asked to contact the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office. MCSO also asks that you share their post so the suspect is not successful somewhere else. Drug charges against a northeast Iowa woman that also led to a felony theft charge against her has resulted in the same charge against her male counterpart. On April 25th, the Winnesheek County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant at 1775 Old Stage Road in Decorah and arrested 49-year-old Thomas Thompson and 44-year-old Jamie Bachman, both of Decorah. Each is charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. New criminal complaints filed by WCSO on Monday also allege that, during the initial narcotics search, a large amount of new and unused Dollar General property was also located. Further investigation determined that Bachman was employed at Dollar General in Cresco until a fire in January closed the store. Contact was then made with loss prevention at Dollar General Corporate, and since the store was considered a total loss, no employee was able to take or remove merchandise from the store. A second search warrant was then executed last Friday to recover the stolen merchandise, valued at over $6,000. A secondary search warrant executed at a storage unit rented by Thompson yielded additional stolen property, putting the combined total over $15,000. Bachman was then charged with first-degree theft over $10,000, a Class C felony. On Tuesday, the same charge was leveled against Thompson. Last Friday's search warrant also recovered more meth and marijuana, and both Bachman and Thompson each faced two additional drug possession charges. They are scheduled for preliminary hearings May 19th in Winnesheek County District Court. Both are out on bail, and both were convicted for marijuana possession in Winnesheek County in 2020. A homeless North Iowa man is in custody on charges of robbery, assault, and resisting arrest. Criminal complaints by Mason City Police allege that 28-year-old B.J. Solly of Mason City punched a victim in the face at Central Park around 4:30 Wednesday afternoon. Shortly before 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Solly is accused of attempting to rob a different person, punched that victim in the face, causing injuries, then took a flashlight and attempted to take the victim's dog. When MCPD officers attempted to arrest him, Solly is accused of trying to grab an officer's gun, actively resisting arrest, fighting with an officer while being handcuffed, and stomping on an officer's foot while in handcuffs. One officer suffered injuries to a hand, elbow, and knee. Solly has been charged with first-degree robbery, a Class B felony, punishable by up to 25 years in prison, and disarming a peace officer, a Class D felony. He also faces charges of assault on persons in certain occupations, interference with official acts causing bodily injury, and assault causing bodily injury, all serious misdemeanors. Solly is being held in the Cerro Gordo County Jail on a total of $8,000 bond. The U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Iowa says 34-year-old Jacob Schaefer of Mason City made guilty pleas to one count of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and one count of illegal possession of a firearm during a hearing in federal court in Sioux City on Wednesday. At the plea hearing, Schaefer admitted to prior convictions and being an unlawful drug user in possession of firearms. Prosecutors also say that in March 2024, during the execution of a search warrant at Schaefer's home, law enforcement discovered four bags of meth, numerous items of drug paraphernalia, a digital scale, and four pistols along with ammunition. Schaefer admitted that he planned on distributing the meth that officers found. When sentenced at a later date, Schaefer faces between 5 and 40 years in prison and up to $5 million in fines on the meth possession charge, as well as up to 15 years and a $250,000 fine on the firearm possession charge. A year after he was arrested on multiple charges, including attempted murder, a North Iowa man is now competent to stand trial. 20-year-old Trayvon York of Mason City was booked into the Cerro Gordo County Jail in May 2024 on charges of attempted murder, willful injury causing serious injury, three counts of third-degree burglary, and one count of fourth-degree criminal mischief. York is accused of multiple break-ins in December 2022 at the Mason City Arena, Easy Pawn at 1417 4th Southwest, and at a home in the 900 block of North Kentucky. He's also accused of a robbery at B&B Coin at 1631 4th Southwest on March 25th last year, allegedly stealing a bag containing $12,000. On May 14, 2024, York allegedly stabbed a person in the face, head, and neck during an attack, with the victim suffering serious injuries. In January of this year, York had been ruled not competent to stand trial after Cerro Gordo County jail staff expressed concerns about his behaviors to his attorney. After treatment, District Judge Rustin Davenport this week ruled that York's competency has been restored, with arraignment for York on all charges against him scheduled for May 12th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. Mason City Police Department celebrated an almost $2 million renovation project with a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday. Besides updating infrastructure inside the building, first opened in 1978, Chief Jeff Brinkley says several spaces were remodeled to make them more functional for modern policing operations, including updates to the locker room and training space.
The lockers were a little bit bigger than you and I probably had at school. Like, you couldn't fit a uniform shirt in there on the hanger and have it not be wrinkled and not look nice. And so, yeah, we've had a lot of change. There's a lot of focus today on officer safety and wellness. And so we tried to incorporate a lot of that as we made the improvements and trying to give our staff a building that they could be proud of and that they're comfortable in.
Brinkley adds he hopes improvements will also help retain current officers as well as attract new ones.
I think for new employees walking in or prospective employees that are walking in, they're going, wow, I haven't seen this at all the other places that maybe I applied or the places that I've thought about working. So I think it's a real commitment to us for them and their long-term well-being to say, we're here, we care about you, and we want you to be comfortable.
The project was started in November 2023 with significant funding from local option sales and service tax revenues. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.